Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Drew Garabo Live.
Yacht Rock Friday. We had a request to honk the conch again. So since Promo John is with us, I allowed him to honk my conch for the first time. He had never honked a conch before. I had never allowed another dude to honk my conch or another girl to honk my conch. I've never offered forth my conch to be honked. We've been honking the conch for a while now. When we went on the last Calta cruise, a gentleman was nice enough to give me his conch in the dining room, which was really weird. You were at the table.
I saw it. Yeah, it was awkward.
Saw the whole thing go down where a stranger just walked right up and said, Drew, I'd like you to have this conch I got.
He had it like wrapped in newspaper.
Well, you got to protect the conch.
Yeah.
And especially if you're dropping it off at lunch. So I immediately, because I had had a couple of Bahama Mamas or whatever beverage, I immediately decided to honk this man's conch right in the dining room in front of all those people. I was not very proficient. It was a very sloppy conch honking. I don't know if it was because I was a little inebriated or what, but now that I'm in the confines of the studio amongst friends with whom I'm very comfortable, I find my conch honking ability to be quite substantial. John, you honked a conch for the first time, filling in for Nikki at the top of the show. How would you rate your first conch honking performance?
Well, it's hard to rate it because all I can go by is what you've done.
Sure.
And your tone and the time that you can hold that note is awesome, superior.
Thank you. You should know that that did not come without practice. You're not going to get that kind of range or duration with your first conch honking experience.
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that my heart was just beating through my chest when your conch touched my lips.
It's perfectly natural to be a little bit nervous and anxious the first time you're honking a conch, especially with Soul Brother Kevin and Seth watching. It's pretty daunting to have these guys around when you're honking your first conch. You did not suffer from any performance anxiety, and I do salute you for that. If you're comfortable with the guys...
I'd like to leave, actually.
I didn't ask you. If you're comfortable with with all of us watching you for your repeat performance of the conch honk, one could argue that there is no rating of your success. If you produce something, then it's a successful conch honk.
If he does a good job here, would you be willing to plug his podcast?
Yes, I will. I will plug your as of now unnamed podcast. In fact, I'll offer SBK the same opportunity should he try to honk a conch. Or I'll just say go to sbklive.fm.
None of us are ever touching that thing.
By the way, SBK, where's your Tervis Tumblr today?
Oh, it's Friday. I had to, you know. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. So, yes, we will plug your podcast just like we did Soul Brother Kevin's or Drew Garabo Uncensored, searchable by my Twitter, or just Google Drew Garabo Uncensored. And we'll plug your podcast, but only if... I mean, I hate to make it sound like pay for play, but if you honk the conch successfully and adequately, we'll plug your podcast.
Well, earlier, would what I did earlier be suitable, or does it need to be better than that?
This is a fresh conch honking.
Thank you.
And also, because Dennis, who's running Bone TV right now, is on the podcast with John,
yes.
So maybe if John fails, you could give Dennis another chance.
Yeah, Dennis needs to do it. Yeah. He needs to come in here.
I don't believe he could do it. Yeah. I mean, he should come in and watch, but I just feel like he wouldn't be able to get it.
He can do it.
I'm going from never letting a dude honk my conch to letting two dudes who I work with honk my conch back to back.
Yeah, I mean, we could take turns on it.
Wait, when you were out one Friday, Mike Calta came in and tried to honk your conch.
Failed, though, right?
Oh, failed. Miserable.
Yeah. I don't want both of you slobbering all over my conch at the same time.
I mean, I'll have it for a little bit, then we'll pass it to him, then he passes it back to me.
Until something happens?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you go ahead and give it a shot, and if you can't do it, I'd like Dennis waiting in the wings, awaiting. I want him to crawl in here on his knees, though, preparing to honk my conch. So if you're ready, Promo John, put that thing to your lips. Seth, would you put your hand on the back of his head, please?
No,
Pull his hair a little bit.
He has very nice hair, but I won't be doing that.
Tell him he's a naughty little boy.
Okay, you're bad.
Look at him licking his lips.
I know, he's really making sure that his mouth is lubricated for my conch.
He's choking under the pressure.
Don't choke on my conch, dude. Come on, get down on it. That's terrible.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
I've never had my honk conch so inadequately. Go get Dennis.
You have to plug SBK's podcast because we're not plugging his.
SBKlive.fm for one of the best podcasts in the podcast universe, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
that's
man, I am literally
SBKlive.fm. And you can Google Drew Garabo Uncensored. Those are two good podcasts.
Uh-oh.
Someone responds well to pressure.
He had to focus.
You should have stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, that was good.
I don't remember anything but the last one that you did.
It takes time.
Yeah, you're telling me.
So what was up with that high-pitched when you did
that?
Yeah,
I don't know. Squeal. I can't tell you what happens when I get it in my mouth.
I want to see Dennis.
Bring Dennis in. I want to see what he looks like.
Well,
honking
Dennis, he can see us and hear us. He can just come on in.
Hey, Dennis, get your ass in here. You're a little bony ass.
Get him.
Now you're just embarrassing yourself.
So do they get the plug or not yet?
Crowd a table.
Wow.
That's good.
Okay, so do I get like 10 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead. Plug your podcast.
Okay, yeah, make sure you check out the Crowded Table Podcast. You can find us. We have a brand new website, thecrowdedtablepodcast.com. Mm. We also release video of the podcast, which you can find on YouTube, The Crowded Table, and we're on Spreaker, TuneIn, iTunes, and anywhere you could need to find us.
Who's your most treasured mentor right now?
Seth Kushner has taken the Crowded Table under his wing.
Gross.
I will say that, but you would think as a mentor, he would have at least listened to our newest episode, which he's yet to do a week later.
These guys are all over me to listen to every single minute. I get to it when I get to it.
Sure.
And just to throw this last piece in, we do release a new episode every Friday at 6:01.
You said 10 seconds, not 10 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Dennis has to get more time now.
Yeah, Dennis, you have to earn more plug time for your podcast.
Well, I was actually going to say, since he's already plugged it, can I not embarrass myself?
No.
Do I have to still
you
do
must.
You got to really, embarrass yourself.
Really
well, because if he does a good job, you get another 10-second plug.
John, get my conk out of your mouth and give it over to Dennis, for God's sake. Quit hogging my conk. You're supposed to honk it, not hog it.
Yeah. He put his mouth on it.
Good luck.
That's what the conk is there for, dude.
You want some hand sanitizer?
No, sanitizer burns my conch. I don't want my conch burned.
Now, can I ask a question about it first? Is it more of like a trumpet style? Because I used to play trumpet.
Oh, well, you're good to go.
It's more like a flute, maybe, like a skin flute, I think.
Never played one of those before.
Me either. It's what I would imagine it to be. So I don't know. I've never played the trumpet before, but I imagine it's like any woodwind instrument.
I used to play the trombone, mm-hmm. and that's what I was going for. You have to make that. I don't know what you call that, but it's not
your
like
embouchure.
That.
So it's like a brass instrument.
It's
I guess.
Weird.
Did you ever leave your trombone out in the rain and then it would get a little bit
yeah,
of
rust? It's very rusty. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I just wanted to ask that. All right, so Dennis, if I stand up and gaze into your eyes as you honk my conk, I hope that doesn't make you feel awkward.
No, that actually right. helps.
Go ahead, honk it.
Look at my boy.
That's a solid tone.
Some guys take right to it. Some guys are natural conk honkers, and they just do. They know what to do with the conk in their hand, and I find that extremely arousing. So go ahead and plug the Crowded Table, Dennis.
I mean, just as John said, we are still the Crowded Table, and we still have the website, thecrowdedtablepodcast.com.
Right.
Every Friday, 6:01 p.m., you can check it out. We release it on Twitter, on SoundCloud.
Great. Very good. 6:01, right after Drew Garabo Live.
Dennis, do you think your host, John, sending cusses too much during the podcast?
This week he did not. Last week definitely did.
Excellent. I'd like to chastise my co-host of my podcast for never cursing, even though it is an uncensored podcast. For some reason, he doesn't like cursing. May I have the conk back so I can show you, gentlemen, how a true conk honker honks his conk?
That's a lot. There's a lot of germs on that thing now.
Mm. You think I mind honking the same conk that my boys are honking?
I would.
Those are my dudes.
I mean, I just did a pretty impressive honk.
Yeah,
so.
It was very good.
First
job.
Try.
You yeah, proud of yourself?
For a novice, it's not bad. Yeah, no, but much like Luke Skywalker, he had to look up to Yoda.
And I am the Yoda of the conk.
You're going to get 17 extra listens off those two plugs.
These guys messed up my conk. That's totally screwed up my conk. Now it's all weird. All right, hold on. I must kneel to be on Bone TV. Sorry. All right.
Yeah, Dennis isn't here.
Nice. Where's the guy supposed to be adjusting the camera?
I'm starting to feel bad.
My conk is all messed up.
Do we get more time because Drew did?
Yes, go ahead and plug your stupid podcast.
All right, thecrowdedtablepodcast.com. 6:01. I'm not saying.
I can't honk my conk now that these guys honk my conk
all. They broke it.
They honked it all up.
I'm so sorry.
Something's different.
It's the pursing of the lips, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, now he's coaching you.
Thank you, Yoda. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
news is I recorded the good honk from earlier.
I don't know what's different, but something's wrong.
Maybe you should switch to a shofar now.
Yeah, really. Pull the driver around, would you?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.